Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. Proverbs, chapter 1. We'll read verses 1 through 7 together. Proverbs, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Proverbs, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Again, we'll read this passage responsively. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Let's finish on verse 7 together. Ready? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I'll read one other verse to you. You need not turn there. But Ezra chapter 7, verse number 10 reads, For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us here in this place. Lord, thank you that tonight 10 of our young people receive some honor, but they've earned it. They've worked hard, balanced young people. They serve you. They play in sports and do their studies well. I believe that's what you have for us. Father, please fill our preacher tonight with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen, as he challenges us from the Word of God, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
This evening, I want to speak to our high school seniors, soon to be graduates. Now, to you, this time of graduation seems like it is somewhat the end of a journey. That is not actually true. Let me talk to you about your education thus far, but so you all know, you're going to further your education. Some will further it at Bible college. Others will further it in life, because life has a way of colleging you whether you want it to or not. Maybe you'll go through the College of Hard Knocks, but everybody here will further their education. See, we're all to be learners for the rest of our lives. The gathering and the use of knowledge in God's eyes is an ongoing process. There's more to this thing than a teacher teaches and you learn. Sometimes people get to thinking that education is a two-step process. Teach, learn. Teach, learn. Teach, learn. I don't think that's true. You see, I think there's far more to it than that. With knowledge comes responsibility. God does not want to help you become smart just so you're smart. Oh, there's far more to it than that. See, to some people, education is a thing of vanity. To some people, education becomes a god, becomes an element of pride. I want to be smarter than somebody else, or I want to be superior to someone else. But that's really not what education is all about. You're not being trained, so you're smarter than everyone else. There's a purpose behind your training. It's all about a historical educational process, and we're all to do our part. Let me see if I can get started and show you some scripture that will help you. Titus chapter 2, verse 1 through 5 says this, But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women also, likewise, they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. They may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Now, let me show you a process that's taking place here. And this is what education and learning is really all about. The Bible says here that the older women are to teach the younger women. Now, what are they to teach? Well, they're to teach what they learned from the women that were older than them. So the younger women were to learn from the older women. And the older women learned something from someone that was older than them. But wait a minute now. The younger women have been taught. Well, what are they supposed to do? Well, they'll become older, and they're to teach the younger women what was passed on to them. You see, education is a process. It's a process. Let me give you another passage of Scripture. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. The Bible says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Now, Christians, here we see the process of education again. Christians are to teach the gospel to the lost. The lost, then, are to accept the gospel that they were taught. Then, after having accepted the gospel, those new Christians now are to learn the gospel well enough to teach the gospel to someone else. Then this new Christian that received the gospel from someone else has now learned the gospel, and they are to go to someone that's lost and teach the gospel to that person. You see, the thing of education is an ongoing process. It's not supposed to stop with you. There's more to it than that. We weren't training you to put it in your head and then it just to stay there. Oh no, not at all. It's a process. Let me show you the process again. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast learned of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." Now, in this passage of Scripture, you're going to see four generations of the passing on of education and of knowledge and of truth. For instance, it is Paul that wrote this passage of Scripture under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. So, Paul becomes the first generation. Now, Paul speaks to Timothy. That makes Timothy the second generation. So, Paul has the truth. Paul passes the truth down to Timothy. Then Paul says, "Timothy, I want you to go and teach the truth that I give you to some faithful men." So, there's the third generation of learning. You have Paul, the first generation, speaking to Timothy, the second generation, telling him to go and find faithful men, the third generation. And then the verse concludes by saying, "Those men then will be able to teach others also." That "others also" is the fourth generation. What was happening? Somebody learned, and they taught. And the person that was taught learned, and they taught. And the person that was taught learned, and they taught. And the person that was taught learned, and they taught. Education is a process. And every one of us are obligated to pass down to somebody else what we have learned. Concerning your education, or the knowledge of life, here's what you're supposed to do. You're to find it. Once you find it, you're to get it. Once you get it, you're to use it. While you use it, you're to pass it on for others. What I'd like to challenge you to do, young people, is to decide to participate in the whole educational process, not just what's been given to you. See, if you're not careful, you'll take a bunch in and it'll stay right there. But that was not God's plan. It was not God's plan that your parents train you and it stop right there. It was not God's plan that a Christian school train you and then the knowledge stop right there. It was not God's plan that your youth director train you and the knowledge stop right there. It was not God's plan that you come to church and you be trained, but then the knowledge stop right there. Hey, graduation from high school is not the end. You just now have been given the tools to go on and help us to complete the educational process. You see, there's responsibility that goes on with education. Let me show you exactly what I mean. Let me dissect and analyze these four steps. I said, first of all, you've got to find it. The Bible says in Proverbs 2:5, "Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." It's your job to find the knowledge of God. It's your job to seek the knowledge of God. Let's see. Tyler, why don't you come up here and help me for a second? I have a sign here, and on it, it says, "Find it." That's the first step. You're going to stand, about right there, hold that thing up. Now, your arm's going to get tired, but you're such a massive ball of muscle, it won't bother you. There it is. First step. We've got to find it. We've got to find knowledge and find the truth. John 5:39 says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." God said, "I want you to find the truth." God said, "I want you to search for the truth." God said, "I want you to get out there and find knowledge." Now, just so you know, you found the truth when you found Jesus Christ. Because in John 14:6, the Bible says, Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." When you found the Bible, you found the book of truth. You found the book of knowledge. So when you found Jesus, you found it. When you found the Bible, you found it. You're to search this book's truths. You're to search this book's knowledge. You're to search. And the Bible teaches us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is where all understanding is going to start. Now, your parents evidently felt like Martinsburg Christian Academy was a place where you would find truth and you would find knowledge. Hey, you find truth and knowledge in Sunday school. You find truth and knowledge in church. You find truth and knowledge when mom and dad had devotions with you and teach you and instruct you and train you. But your job, first of all, is to find it. See, we've got to find what's right to learn. What's right to learn? Well, truth is right to learn. God's knowledge is right to learn. Whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is honest, those are the things that we're to think upon. So our first step is we've got to find it. We've got to find the books. What books? The books that teach truth. We gotta find it. We've gotta find the teachers. What teachers? The teachers that can teach us the truth. The teachers that can teach us and the books that can teach us the truth about science. And the teachers and books that can teach us the truth about English or languages. We've gotta find the teachers and the books and the educational process that will teach us the truth about government and the truth about music and the truth about math and the truth about history and the truth about people and the truth about marriage and the home. Hey, listen to me, young people. The discovery of truth is more important than gold. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:16, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold? To get understanding rather than be chosen than silver. Let me tell you something. Your education and the truth that God gives you is more important than any money you could ever make. It's more important than any gold or any silver. Your gold, your silver, and your money will mean nothing in eternity. But what you've done with Jesus Christ, what you've done with the education you've been given, what you've accomplished, that's really what it's going to be all about. Hey, this is only the first step, though. Don't stop at finding the truth. And just so you all know, there are all sorts of people that they found the truth. They found it. I mean, they say, "Well, I believe the Bible. Well, I believe in Jesus," but they stop right there. They just found it. I'm going to have you move over to your right just a little bit. Hold that thing up there. What's next? Well, once we find the truth, there's something we're to do about it. What are we supposed to do? We're to get it. We're to get the truth. Listen, and let me tell you why we use the wording that we're using. Proverbs 4, verse 5 and 6, and I want you to pay attention right up this way. Look up this way. A bunch of young people not paying attention to the thing that I'm telling you. You know, if you listen to me, I'll help you with your schoolwork. What I'm teaching tonight, I'm not just teaching it to blow smoke. Listen, pay attention, look right up this way. Once you find it, now we've got to get it. You say, get it? Uh-huh. The Bible says in Proverbs 4, verse 5 and 6, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee, love her, and she shall keep thee. Hey, this, once you find it, if you'll get it, it'll keep you going, it'll preserve you. It'll help you to be a success, but you got to get it. You say, get it? Get it means learn it. Learn it. You found it, now you've got to learn what you have found. When I use those words, get it. Well, let me have somebody come up here and help me. George, won't you come on up here? You're going to be get it, okay? Tyler, move to your right just a little bit more. Let me show everybody this sign. It says get it. Next thing we're going to do is we're going to get it. George, you hold that up there, cover your ugly face, will you, buddy? Here we go. We've got to get it. When I was growing up, I wonder how many times, Brother John, I heard my mom say, "Jeff, you get this through your thick head." My mom was trying to tell me, "You better learn this now or be dead." Get it. You need to get it. The Bible says, get wisdom. The Bible says, get understanding. What's it saying? Once you find it, you got to get it. There are people that sit in classes that have found it, but they don't get it. You got to get it. Get it in you. Absorb it like a dry sponge with water available. You know, the greatest issue of true education is not what you know, but really, it is what you become because of what you know. Did you hear me? The greatest issue of education is not in what you know, but it is what you become because of what you know. You know, I know some smart failures. There are smart failures everywhere. Why? They found it, but they don't get it. You gotta get it. You gotta get it. Hey, what you are is more important than what you know. What you are is more important than what you know. What you are is what your life is really all about. Remember, there are some very highly educated, smart failures in life. Let your education mold your thinking. Let it mold your life. Learn it. Learn it well. Learn all you can. Your life depends upon it. And you're going to find out in a little while somebody else's life depends upon it too. Do you know something? You will do what you're supposed to do if you become what you're supposed to become. You will do what you're supposed to do if you will become what you're supposed to become. And you will become what you're supposed to become if you will learn what you're supposed to learn. Let me make those two statements again. I want you to listen to them very carefully. You will do what you're supposed to do if you become what you're supposed to become. You will become what you're supposed to become if you will learn what you're supposed to learn. You're to live the knowledge that's been given to you. That's why it was given to you. You were given the knowledge that you've been given and the truth that you've been given. Why? So you would learn it. We're not only teaching you how to earn a living, we're teaching you how to live. Get that now. This educational institution over here, we're not trying to make it so you can go out and pull down six figures. I hope you do. I need the tithe. But that's not the whole purpose of it. We're not trying to make it so that you get a big education and you make a bunch of money. We're trying to teach you how to live. Hey, and if you live right and work hard, you'll earn a living. There's no doubt about that. There are many who earn livings, but they don't know how to live. Guys, I don't know how many millionaires you know, but I know a lot of them. I've come across them. Most of them are miserable. They're on their third, fourth, fifth wife. They're druggies. Have no real friends. Miserable. Why? They learned how to earn a living, but they didn't learn how to live a life. And so, it's not just a matter of finding it. You want to get it. Get it. Get it. Hey, listen, to those of you that are still students, and we all are, but let me say to those of you that are still working at your schoolwork, and to those of you that are graduating seniors, as you go on with your education, don't just memorize material. Get it. Learn it. And there's a difference in rote memorization and actually learning the material. Don't just pass your classes. Learn the material. Get it. Get it. Get it. There's a difference in getting it and just rote memorization. There's a difference in getting it and just passing your class. Don't just get an A. Get an education. You hear that? You say, my child got an A. That really means nothing. I know people that got C's that succeed in life and people that got A's that fail in life. Now, if you can get A's and get it and learn it, hey, you're double ahead. But you got to learn it. That's what it is. Is that not what you parents paid for those kids to do? They went to Martinsburg Christian Academy to get it. Did you just want them to pass? Or did you want them to get it? Did you just want them to get an A? What good's an A if you didn't really learn the material? You say, that an A prove you learned? I know all sorts of people that did very well with their grades, but they flopped in life. You got to get it. Get it. Get it. I've watched many people graduate, but they didn't get what they were there to get. They graduated from high school, and they flunked in life. We want something more for you than that. We want you to graduate from high school, but we want you to do well in life as well. So what do we do here? What's our goal? Well, first of all, we've got to find the truth and find knowledge. We've got to find it. Hey, we found it. Now what do we do? We've got to get it. What's it mean? We've got to learn it. We've got to make sure it becomes a part of us and that we're not just memorizing and glancing to get an A, but we're trying to, hey, I'd like to get an A in life given by the master teacher, Jesus Christ. That's what we're looking for. Now, we find it. Then we get it. Next thing we've got to do, let's use what we got. We're going to use it. We've got to use it. The Bible says in Ezra 7:10, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. And to do it. Art, why don't you come up here and help me for a second? I'll put you on this other side. You're going to be, use it. See that? Now we're going to use it. Okay, you stand right over here, Art. Now we're going to use it. We were to find it. We found it. Now we're going to get it. We're going to learn it. Next thing we've got to do is we've got to use it. We've got to use what we have found. Use your knowledge to become a success in life. Put your education to work. Use your math skills to build your business. Use your math skills to build your bank account. Use your math skills to balance your checkbook. Use your math skills to save money when you're purchasing. Use your math skills to engineer the building of your home. But you need to use what you got. If you found it and you got it, don't waste it. Now use it. You've got to use it. You'll succeed if you use what you got because you found the truth. But we've got to get you using it. Listen, do you know that there's all sorts of people in here with equal education? They went to the same level of school, but some of them are more successful than others, and I'll tell you why. There are some of them, when they got it, they used it. There are others of them, when they got it, they didn't use it. We've got to use it. We've got to use it. We've got to use what we've been given. Use your knowledge of history to avoid historical failures from being repeated in your life. You know that history repeats itself for those who don't learn from it? You hear that old saying, well, history repeats itself. It's not supposed to in the life of a Christian. I mean, look, if you make a mistake and you fall flat on your face, hey, Christian, learn from it. Don't do that again. If you stick your finger in the fan one time by accident, I can understand that. But if you go through life without any fingers on either hand, you're stupid. You would have thought that you found the truth and you could use the knowledge and you would not stick your finger back in that fan. You see, use your knowledge. Use what you have. Did you know that an understanding of history can help calm your fears? Oh, there's so much that an understanding of history can do for us. It's not just the facts of history. It is how history molds us and makes us into what we are. It's not what we know, it's what we are that counts. That's what Christianity is. So we use it. Use your home ec class, girls. Use your home ec class to build a successful home. Use your home ec class to perform and provide a balanced diet. And so you know what a balanced diet is, according to a man. That's meat and potatoes. That's a lot of good dessert like apple pie and peach cobbler. Make sure you use lots of butter. A nice balanced diet, according to the Word of Owens. But you took a class. We think we found the truth in our training. We were to get it and learn it. Now you've got to just go out and use it. Use that home ec class for good homemaking practices. Use that home ec class to develop a good spirit in your home. Use that home ec class to help your husband save money so you can have a successful home. Hey, get something out of your education. You found it. If you learned it, now you've got to use it. Use your auto shop class to keep your vehicle in good repair. Use it to save yourself some money. Use it to work at another auto shop somewhere. Use it someday. I'll tell you this, and I'll mention this in a little while. Teach your boy how to do the same thing. Use it to fix church buses out here. But you got an education. Why? So you could use it. Use your time in our sports program and your involvement in the sports program. Use that. Use it to learn to be a team player in life. Use it to lead by example. Hey, every one of you young men, when life gets tough, And guys, when it's tough and there's not enough money at the end of the month and you're wore out and you're tired, remember the night that you were playing basketball and your guts hurt because you played so hard and the coach said, you can't quit now. You got to keep going. You got to finish this game. Because that's what every dad and every husband does often in life. He says, I've got to finish. I've got to finish. I've got to finish. I don't want to be benched. I want to succeed. That's why we have that sports program. We don't have a sports program because basketball is important to God. Basketball is important to you because of the training and what it will make you into. And God wants you. It is not what you know, but it's what you are. That's what it's really all about. You use that cheerleading to create a good spirit in your home. You use that cheerleading experience to help you at work to set a good atmosphere in a church. You use that cheerleading experience to help other people have a good attitude. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Use your training in government class to know how to vote. I don't know how to vote. That's my problem right now. Yeah, should have thought about that one before I said it. I did pass my government class, but it really don't matter this time. Because actually, Art, it's not who we're voting for, it's who we're trying to vote against, I think. That's really what I was. We say, I don't want any of them, but I sure don't want that one right there. All right. Let's skip that point. Use your vocabulary and use your ability in English, that education that you've been given. Write books. Study contracts. Follow instructions. That's why we gave all that to you. Use what you know to make your life better. You see, when the process you've been through, you found it, you studied it, you got it, we want you to use it, and you're going to prosper from it. We want you to prosper from it. We want you to have a better life. Why? Because of what you learn. We want your life for you and your family. Hey, use what you know to make our world a better place. Use what you know to help yourself and others. But whatever you do, don't let it just sit there. Because that's what it's all about. We were in a search. We wanted to find truth. We wanted to find knowledge. We want to know the truth about things. And we found the truth. We found good, wholesome information. Good, wholesome teaching. We found it. But it's not just glancing over at it or admiring it. Now we got to get it. We're going to make that truth a part of us. We're going to take it into our minds. We're going to take it into our character. We're going to take it into our being. We're going to take it into our hearts. And we're going to let the truth that we found become a part of us. But then once it becomes a part of us, we're going to use it. We're going to use it to live and use it. And we're going to make sure that we get everything we can out of what we got because we found the truth. And then finally, to me, this is maybe the most important part of the whole lesson. And young people, tonight, the whole reason for what I'm preaching to you comes in point number 4. Now pass it on. Now pass it on. Listen to this, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Earlier I mentioned this. 4 generations of education. Everybody doing their part. You have the Apostle Paul, who comes to Timothy. Paul, first generation. He comes to Timothy, and he passes something to Timothy. He says, Timothy, you take what I gave you. You go find some faithful men and give it to them. And then you tell them to go find somebody and give it to others also. Now we're getting to what education is all about. Now we're finding out. We're not to get it for ourselves and keep it. We're to pass it on. Danny, why don't you come up here and help me and stand just to Art's left. This one says, pass it on. Next thing we've got to do is we've got to pass it on. Pass it on. Pass it on. Hey, listen. Where would we be? Where would we be if people didn't pass it on? Would we be saved? Had there not been some soul winner in the last generation? No. Would we be like a third world country with no education at all? That's where we'd be. You see, so many times people take into themselves, but they don't pass it on. You know, the Dead Sea is a body of water where water runs into it, but there is no tributary leading out of it. It stinks of death. Fish don't live there. Birds don't swarm there. It's not beautiful. It stinks of death. Why? Because it takes in and takes in and takes in and takes in, but it never gives out. And let me say to you, young people, you will spoil, you will rot your brain if all you do is take in and take in and take in. You become educated beyond your own intelligence. You'll begin to think God's no longer necessary. You'll begin to think you're smarter than everybody and everything. I've got news for you. Every man can be your teacher, and you're never going to be smarter than mom and dad. Because all the time that you're learning, so's mom and dad. So, you know, I've learned something. The older I get, the smarter my dad was. You know? I mean, there were things my dad said, I thought, you're so dumb. And the things that I used to think were dumb that my dad taught me is now the things that I teach my kids. Pass it on. What truth will die with you? Will much needed knowledge stop in your mind? Did you know that when you reject knowledge, you're not only rejecting it to yourself, but you're rejecting it for every person that was supposed to come in contact with that knowledge due to your influence? The church service that you slept through, you hurt somebody. You say, why? Because you were to learn the truth, and you were to pass that truth on to somebody. It was pass it on to somebody. It was pass it on to somebody. It was pass it on to the next generation. And they won't get it because you didn't get it so it could be used, so it could be passed on. We don't have the right to reject truth for somebody else. We're supposed to be getting it. You know, everybody in here, teachers, Sunday school teachers, teachers in the Christian school, teachers, let me tell you something. A good teacher is not nearly an educated person. You know, you look at somebody and say, wow, they're really smart. Well, that may mean that they found it. That may mean that they got it. That may even mean that they use it for themselves. But you've got, as a good teacher, you've got to learn how to pass it on. You ever met somebody who was very brilliant but couldn't teach anybody a lick of what they knew? It takes work. Teachers, you say, well, I got straight A's in school. That doesn't mean nothing to me. Because if you can't transfer that knowledge, you're not a teacher. You've got to find the truth. You've got to get the truth. You've got to use it in your life. Then you've got to figure out how to pass it on. You've got to figure out how not to bore everybody to death while you're teaching. You've got to figure out how to get the truth across to them. You've got to figure out, hey, you even got to figure out how to make them want it. You've got to figure out a way to get their attention and make them, hey, you've got to get them convinced that they need to find it. You've got to have students come into class saying, I've got to find it. I'm here to get it. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want it. I found a teacher. Hey, they're more apt to get it and use it if you can pass it on the right way. Oh my. To me, if you're smart, but you're not passing it on, you're dumb. I know that sounds silly, but to me, if you're smart, but you're not passing it on, you're dumb. Why'd we educate you? Why'd anybody educate you? You're brilliant. Why? Is it all about you? Well, the Bible says pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Folks, the way society succeeds as Christians, they find the truth. They get it. They let it become a part of them. They use it to succeed themselves. Then they find someone and they pass it on. They pass it on. Young people that are graduating, believe me, find it. Get it. Use it. Pass it on to your sons. There's nothing more, there's nobody more important for you to train than them. Pass it on to your sons. You guys are going to have boys someday. You'll have sons someday. Part of what you're doing in your education is you find the truth, you get the truth, you live the truth, and then you pass it on to your sons. You're going to have daughters someday. I know that's hard for you to believe. Let me tell you what you're supposed to do. Even now, you're not married. Even now, What do? You find the truth. You get it. You use it. And one day you'll have a daughter. And you pass it on. You give her what you learned. Some of you are going to be Sunday school teachers. You know what you got to do? Find it. Search for it. Dig out the truth. Find the truth. Get it. Learn it. Take it inside you. Then use it. Use it in your life. You're a far better Sunday school teacher if you're not standing up telling people to do something that you don't do. Use it. Make your life a success and pass it on. That'll make you a good Sunday school teacher. That's what it's all about. Pass it on. You're bus workers. Some of you will be bus captains. One of you young men, you'll be a bus director someday. You know what you're supposed to do? Find the truth. Find it. Get it. Learn it. Use it. Then take and pass it on to your bus kids. Pass it on. You say why? Because a lot of them didn't have a mom and dad that found it, that got it, that used it, and they don't have somebody to pass it on to them. Hey, we've got to go to the poor. We've got to go to the underprivileged. We've got to go to the undereducated. Who's that? That's the lost. The lost are undereducated because they've not found the truth. You say, why do you say? Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And if they've not found it, they can't get it, can't use it, and they don't have anything to pass on. You and I, we're rich. We found it. We've got to pass it on to the other people. Pass it on to your bus kids. There's some of you, you'll be teachers someday. You'll teach at a Christian school. You'll teach someone. What are you supposed to do? Find it. Get it. Use it. Pass it on to your students. You're young right now. But may I say, your day will come. Danny, I remember when my hair was the same color as yours. Just seems like yesterday. Art, I remember when I could play basketball better than you. George, I remember when my feet were three sizes smaller than yours, and they still are. This guy's got a pair of skis on up here. Listen, it'll happen, guys. Caleb, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, Jenny. You guys, it's going to happen. You're going to get old, too. You know what you need to do? You need to teach the young. Teach them what? The truth that you found. The truth that you learned. The truth that you lived. And then teach them to pass it on. New converts need you. New people in the church. Some that you'll win to Christ. Some that others will win to Christ. What are they going to need? They're going to need what you found. That you learned. That you use. That you live. You're going to need to teach them to pass it on. You're going to be leaders. Every one of you. You're already leaders. The potential of this class is incredible. Incredible. But you're going to have followers. You know what your job is? Find the truth. Learn the truth. Use the truth in your life. And pass it on. And believe it or not, not only will you pass it on to your children, but one day you'll have grandchildren. I have a granddaughter. Her name is Alexandra. We call her Alex. I can't wait for her to sit on Grandpa's knee, to where she perceives, oh, what I want to teach that girl. I can't wait to teach my grandchildren. I cannot wait. I do not know what God's dreams are for my children and my grandchildren, but I know what mine are. I found something. I'm trying my best to learn it. I'm trying to use it in my life and live it. And then, I want to pass it on. I want to pass it on. Folks, to me, from what I can tell scripturally, that's what education is all about. You find it. You get it. You use it in your life. You get the benefit. But you're not done yet. If all you do is find it, get it, and use it for yourself, I think you've been unfair. Then you pass it on. And that is how from generation to generation we have success. We have success educationally. We have success spiritually. Now to everyone here, not just to these seniors, to all of you, I'd say probably everybody here's found it. You're saved. You know what the truth is. Make sure you're getting it. Make sure you're really learning it. Let it become a part of you. Why? Then you can use it in your life. It'll benefit you. Some of you, that's where you stop. There are people in here, you know more Bible than I do. Who do you tell? Never teach Sunday school. Never witness to anybody. Pass it on. Let's pass it on. Some of the young people, we've got young men in here that want to go off and be in the ministry and preach. You better pay real close attention to everything that's happening around here. You're getting an education. You know what I want you to do? If you found it, learn from it. Use it in your life. And I want a bunch of young men in here. I want you to go out there and I want you to build you a Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church of your town in America. I want you to show people that you love them. I want you to stand for your convictions, but do it in a tender and a compassionate way. I want you to go out and show them that all churches don't have to have wars inside the churches where everybody's fussing and cussing at everybody all the time, but you can have unity. Go show them. Pass it on. Wouldn't it be something if 10 generations from now, there was a Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church out there somewhere in history, and it all came from this night? Because somebody passed it on. Let's bow our heads and close.